Our singing and thoughts, our readings and prayers will focus tonight on delighting God. And our first section of songs will focus on delighting God in praise and in adoration. And to help us focus on that idea, we're going to begin with a reading from Psalm 103, a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the son of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His loving kindness toward those who fear Him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He Himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children, to those who keep His covenant and remember His precepts to do them. The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His sovereignty rules over them. Bless the Lord, you His angels, mighty in strength, who perform His word, obeying the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all you His hosts, you who serve Him doing His will. Bless the Lord, all you works of His, in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Let's stand together, please, and praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
praise and adoration of our Lord Jesus. Our next area we'll be focusing on is how we can delight God through our faith and our trust in Him, which He makes very clear in the Scriptures does delight Him. To introduce that, let's read Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For He will hide me in His shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of His tent. He will lift me high upon a rock, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in His tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger, O you who have been my help. Cast me not off, forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. And let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, there are no words, there is no music which can capture the magnificence of your power and your presence. You are beyond the comprehension of our finite minds, and yet you have given each of us a portion of your Spirit, made in your image. You have set eternity in our hearts that we might think of you, that we might reach for you, that we might be inspired by your creation, your handiwork all around us, and that we might be instructed and convicted by your word. You are the King. You are the judge of all creation. You always do what is right. You are always just. You are always righteous. You have no weaknesses, no blemish, no faults. You are never petty or capricious, cynical or selfish. You are always holy. And we can never measure up. But Father, we are so thankful that this is not all that you are. We are so thankful that we do not cower before you. We bow, but we bow in awe and reverence and sincere admiration, because we have seen what lengths you will take because of your great love for us that we cannot even understand. And we love you because you have first loved us. We believe in Jesus, that he was and is the Son of God, and sits at your right hand. Father, his suffering silences us and pushes us to higher levels of faithfulness and selflessness. Thank you, O God, for providing this path to your presence. We worship your holiness tonight. We worship your faithfulness. We worship your goodness. We worship your power. We worship your grace, your forgiveness. We worship your love. Please accept our songs tonight as an offering before you. Please inspire us in your Spirit. We are thankful that we can pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. We depend on you for our lives and for all things, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Thank you.
delighting God in faithfulness and duty. We'll read the first six verses of Psalm 37 to focus our minds on that idea. Do not fret because of evildoers. Do not be envious toward wrongdoers. For they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will do it. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday.
O Master, let me walk with Thee.
Oh,
When we live as He is, in His holiness, we delight Him. I'll be reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, in verse 10. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when He predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy."
Would you pray with me? Great God, You are so far above all that You have made. Your ways are so far beyond all that we could ask or think. We trust in You, great God. We look at Your creation and we praise Your name. We know that You have made it and it is in Your hand. We commit ourselves to You. We place our lives and our futures and our steps in Your path. We pray that You will light our paths with Your word and with the life of Your Son. We pray that You would change us and make us into vessels of honor worthy of the name that we wear. We know that we come to You unworthy, Lord, that You in the blood of Jesus Christ have washed us clean, and that Your expectation of us is no less than that we would bring holiness and glory and honor into Your presence. And we do glorify Your name, Lord, and we pray that You will transform us as we renew our minds day by day, in our fellowship with one another, in our studies of Your Word, in these songs of praises, the outpourings of our heart to You. We pray, dear God, that You would cleanse our hearts and purify us. Take the taint away from our hands and make our footsteps walk in the directions that You would have them go. We dedicate ourselves to You on this day and for the rest of the days of our lives, Lord. We pray that You will make us clean and keep us clean. We are so grateful that You offer us forgiveness. And we offer ourselves to You now, imperfect servants, begging Your forgiveness and grateful for Your mercy. In the name of Your beautiful Son and our blessed Redeemer, Jesus. Amen. Teach me Thy way. going to intersperse those songs with one another. The first verse of the first and the first verse of the second. We've sung it that way here before, so many of you understand that, but it will be up on the screen, so it should be fairly easy to follow.
Lord, your love is present and rare.
If you would, please stand as we sing this final song.
Thank these men for the wonderful way in which they've directed this tonight. And surely you felt in his presence tonight. I'd like to add one closing touch to what we've done. Because the picture I'm going to read to you about from Revelation chapter 5, we took part in tonight, it seems to me. This scene is in the presence of the throne of God. I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels round the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands upon thousands. And they said with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them," I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, forever and ever." Then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever. We've joined in that multitude tonight, and I pray that our praises, as those described in that passage, have gone up before him as a blessing and an honor to his holy name. Thank you for joining us in this tonight, and we hope that you'll come back and join us next year for this annual event.